Anyway, what was I supposed to talk about? Sex.
Oh, there you
okay.
go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I put in that program book, but it doesn't matter because you've already read it in the program book. There's something about the tantric temper tantrums and so forth. Cute little thing. Well, okay, you heard you got the concept. We don't need to elaborate on it. Take the ball and run. Actually, I did have some things to say. The Church of the Subgenius is all, it's a sexy cult. The Raelians don't have anything on us. But my real topic was, as far as sex goes, what I wanted to talk about was bragging. Is it more important than the sex? I sometimes think it may be. Because I certainly, just because, Bob said, just because it happened to you doesn't make it interesting. Now, whereas some can hurt other people's feelings by bragging about who they have done, others can only hurt people's feelings by bragging about who they've declined to do. And so I'm not going to go into any of that or hurt anybody's feelings. But I've actually had people who seem surprised going, sex in the Church of the Subgenius? I thought y'all were a bunch of nerd boys. And no, that was the 1980s Church of the Subgenius. Build it and they will come, you might say. And we started talking about what a sex cult this was and how if you came to our yearly celebration at Brushwood called X Day, no matter how ugly or stupid or lonesome you were, you'd find somebody even uglier and stupider, and you could find your true Yeti mate. And in the realm of sex, somebody said, we stand on the shoulders of giants. But that's not really the way it is. It's more like we're on piggyback on giants. We're humping furiously against the backs of the neck of giants, my friends. We were in San Francisco recently, and there's a pretty strong Subgenius thing going there. There's a radio show that's been on for 20 years. But the PC Subgeniuses in San Francisco were amazed to hear that out in this part of the country and in Texas, we were having Subgenius get-togethers where there were matings and little Getty children were being bred, breeding true friends at the right times, according to the Bob and Connie Almanac. You know, you have to do these things exactly on a timetable. They're, like I say, they're in San Francisco, so they're kind of PC, and it is all, the girls got completely bored with them. But they were kind of upset because we preached that you should recruit people from other religions by using sex. That was the Children of God used to do that. Remember them? I think they've changed their name and moved from country to country. We haven't done that yet because we haven't gotten caught. Although we're getting close, and we'll tell you more about that later. You see, friends, and one of the many, many scientific beliefs in the Church of the Subgenius is that the true Subgeniuses are descended from the Yeti of the Himalaya, the Sasquatch, the Bigfoot, and so forth. And we've fallen very far from our pureblood Yeti ancestors, as we call them. We've watered down from the one true family of the Yeti, because there weren't that many of them. They were all related. That's why we say ancestors. Their names were Smith, by the way. That's why there's so many Smiths around. So we tell our minions, that's it, minions, I like that word, the believers and the disbelievers and mockers that fill our pews, the pew packers. We basically go, look, okay, as far as sex goes, go ahead and use the humans. Use them, but don't miscegenate. Don't get one pregnant, and don't get impregnated by one, boys. You don't want to produce a half-subgenius, half-human thing. The half-breed is such a lonely creature. I feel so sorry for the one penis. My heart goes out to them, especially the female. But Bob taught that, you know, the some of our rival cults and our beloved fellow new wage religions talk about how it's, they talk about a laid-back, ohm-chanting universe. According to Bob, it's a squirting universe, friends, an oozing and squirting universe that's always trying to procreate, even if it's just trying to procreate trouble. It must squirt. And Bob is the squirt essence, you might say, a balance of unbalanced forces. It's the exact science of random chaos. That's very popular these days. You don't have to know much math to do that. Other cults talk about, Wilhelm Reich and his orgone accumulators, where, you know, if you could sit in a box and it would sharpen you up or something like that. Well, that's a silly superstition based on orgasmonic radiation, which is created whenever mutants such as ourselves have sex, not for procreation, but just for fun. In fact, it can mess up the orgasmonic radiation if somebody's getting pregnant. So natural and unnatural do not even enter into the question of subgenius sex. We do not care if it's boy, girl, human, subgenius. As long as you're not making little babies, we don't care what species it is, friends. The only thing that enters into it is fun. And regardless of what's being entered into. So, Bob, I'm not going to do any demonstrations, so you can relax. Bob prophesied the third sex, that there would be a third sex. And all of our ads, if you look through the little pamphlet, says, have intercourse with a beautiful live girl or damn near anything else. But Bob didn't say it had to be an earth woman. If you can show me somewhere in Book of the Subgenius where Bob said it had to be anything from this planet, that's why we await the Alien Kama Sutra. On X Day, July 5th, 1998, which is yet to come, by the way, we don't really know what year this is. We don't even know what planet this is. I know which one it's not, but maybe we shouldn't get into that yet. On July 5th, 1998, Bob prophesied the aliens will come and rupture up the dues-paying, believing subgeniuses and smite all the normals and disbelievers, which at this point is most of the earth. So we've got all the elements that you expect in a major world religion. Punishment of disbelievers, that's number one. It's not that, look, we don't love Bob so much. The whole thing is we love the idea of everybody else burning in hell. That's just like any religion. But it's not all sex, friends. Sometimes it's love. And as the great subgenius Nenslow said, in every relationship, there's one mean person and one nice person. If you want them to be the nice person, you have to be the mean person. That may explain the behavior of some of your friends and loved ones. Anyway, so enough of this sex. That's boring. Nobody cares about that. How about the conspiracy? Everybody has some conspiracy theory. We're not talking about the little conspiracy theories like the crashed UFOs at Area 51 or the mafia killing Kennedy or any of that, or the fashion conspiracy that makes you think you have to wear makeup and look a certain way. No, no, those are minuscule compared to the true conspiracy of the normals. And it doesn't even know it's a conspiracy. It's not clever. They don't even know they're doing it. Well, it's on automatic. The times, they were a-changing, but now it looks like they may stop changing. That actually seems to be the fear. The others seem to want all change to stop. It's like, okay, we've got our internet and crap. You can stop changing now. We must not let the stopping even begin, my friends. People don't even notice the world ending. Look around you, you know. We're in the middle of the shakedown, obviously. We've got to get slack because time is running out. Time itself is running out. When things stop changing, that's the end of time. And on that subject, President Bush. You know, now I don't. We're in Church of the Subgenius. We're not. We try not to get too. We don't like to think of either side of the conspiracy as being our friend. They have this good cop, bad cop thing where, you know, whoa, girl, Bush is so bad that John Kerry must be my friend. Well, it's, and it's true, Bush is so bad. Do you sometimes wish that Bob Dole had won? If that had meant that we wouldn't have to have Bush later, it makes you yearn for his father. It makes you miss Reagan. Now, that is bad, friends. That is really bad. And they're bad shots, too. I actually almost did the same thing Cheney did. I did not shoot my dad in the face. I missed. But Lonesome Cowboy Dave was going, oh, you know why he shot his friend in the face? He just wanted to help him keep a low profile. Okay, I got that one out. I can erase it. So, friends, how did the world get so dirty? Evolution isn't fair. The decks are stacked for the winners. And our privacies are all being taken away. Have you heard about urine tracings? Where now they can actually trace where you've been and what you've bought by your pee. They can judge your character by your pee. And I don't mean by when you take a pee test when you go for a job. I mean every time you flush the toilet, you are flushing your children down the drain, their future, their privacy. They will sue us retroactively, friends, for lying to the doctor. Because they can track you through your toilet. And that's very paranoid, isn't it? It's a new word. Are we then but parasites on the skin of the overmind? Is the human race a virus? A lot of people think maybe we should just quit reproducing this. The human race is an infestation of the planet Earth. Well, will our host soon be dipped? That is exactly what we think is coming. But I have hope, friends, along with the sacred hate of the church. I don't trust the conspiracy or the conspiracy theorists. I only trust Bob and his revealed truth, no matter how stupid it is. If you see a red light and Bob says it's green, floor it, man. Don't trust yourself. Trust Bob. Now, the way we've dealt with this political problem, you know, we really don't want to, we want the Republicans' money, too. It's that simple. And they, as Bob said, they may be pink, but their money is green. Actually, L. Ron Hubbard said that to Bob, but Bob took credit for it. Bob hates the silly pink scissors. But what Bob created was a political party, so to speak, called Patriopsychotic Anarcho-Materialism, which is summed up in that every yard is a kingdom, every child and dog a serf, every checkbook a queendom. And the idea is that you rise above the conspiracy's news. That's one thing you can do is quit watching the news. But you inflate, rise up. Blow yourself up and float high above the middle of the road so you can look down on all of them and see how silly they all look. If you study chimpanzees or teach kindergarten for a week, suddenly politics will all make sense. As I said, there is hope. The aliens will come, and assuming Bob has enough numbers, they will take us off to Planet X. Come to think of it, no one's ever asked what happens on Planet X. But it must be really slapstick and cool. And the Earth will be, the unfaithful will all be destroyed, and we get to help. And we, now so far, admittedly, every July 5th, we're out there hoping that this year is 1998. We get up at 7 in the morning, out there at Brushwood, on every X day, faithfully waiting for the saucers like a bunch of Heaven's Gate nuts. And I have found over the years, I've learned from gossip, that the pagans at Brushwood, and they seem to think that we're going to do another Jonestown. We've actually had them do spells to keep us from doing the terrible mass suicide. They assume that every cult that knows how to use computers is planned. But, friends, you can relax about that. That Jonestown franchise is worn out. Jonestown 2, that was a pale shadow. It was all commercialized. Jonestown 3 was a pathetic mockery. It was just the whole product placement. I mean, Jesus, like those Heaven's Gate people. Friends, until we can break Jonestown's record, the Kool-Aid will just be Kool-Aid, and the pills will just be pills. We don't care how long it takes. The Church of the Subgenius, friends, has 100 years of attitude. And meanwhile, about those aliens, you know, Charles Fort, the great... I'm not sure what to call him. The great weirdo, Charles Fort, said, "I think we are being fished for regarding aliens." And we say, "Yes, but sorry, Charlie. We're not looking for humans with good taste. We're looking for humans that taste good." Then we can do our little cookbook that you've heard the title of, To Serve Man, ha ha. Anyway...